Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. That's much better. Thank you. It is so good to, be chiming in with all of you today. What a great day it is. It's an awesome day. Everybody feeling the effects of the eclipse? Effects? Are you feeling your eclipse effects? Yeah. I think I am. I don't know what that means. It's been an interesting eclipse. I don't know if it's supposed to put hair on your chest or, you know, if it's supposed to help awaken you or... Yes.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
I couldn't help it.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired.
I love that.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
We'll just sing the hooks.
Yeah, that's all. I don't even know the way. Such a sad song.
Turn around.
Bright eyes. There we go.
All right, enough of us.
All right, bright eyes, Benny. Do your bright eyes to the camera.
They're always bright.
It's like, okay, here are my bright eyes. That's it. That's about all they're going to open up today, folks. That's all I'm telling you. Love that. Yeah, that a big old eclipse. Yep, some of you has been sending me like the emails based on what Carol Barbeau wrote about it and other folks have been writing about it. I just think it's like kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool. Everybody's in the vibe of 2012 and, you know, kind of seeing things, awakening to things that may or may not have been available to themselves. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show and I am Dr. Pat and I'm joined by my main man, Mr. Benny.
Yep.
Hi, B.
Hello.
And we've got Matt in the background. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, Matt. Matt is in training, I believe. Is that, what do you call that?
He's MIT. Yeah, yeah.
That, see that? We still don't have a name for Brian.
That's okay.
Who's MIA
I was going to go with B2 or B squared, but it's not the same.
No,
like okay. I said, it's going to happen when it happens. You can't just pick it.
But you nailed just, MIT.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just happens.
That's good. That's good.
And even Matt.
So
I even kind of like that.
Okay, good. So when he's not in training, what is he going to be? MIB.
MIB.
That's Men in Black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is releasing...
Soon. It's coming up this weekend.
This weekend, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about that. Welcome back, everyone. This is a great show. I was kind of saying to my guest, my phenomenal expert guest, Glenna Rice, before she came on, today's show is how to know what works for you as a parent. Now, I love this show, and I love who she is, because you guys heard me say last week that I had the, I'm going to say it this way, I had an opportunity to raise my brother. I had that opportunity when I was younger to have an influence over my brother's life. I wish I would have had Glenna in my pocket then. Now, Benny has an opportunity today.
I do?
You do.
Okay.
Because you got the boys that are almost, they're 16 months, going
correct.
On 17 months mm-hmm. in June,
yep.
years old. So you have to, you know, this is... I think this show is for you and everybody else out
right.
there that has been down the road. Today, how do you know what works for you as a parent? Taking your young child. All right, those of you Jersey listeners, it's not just for you. I can't even believe New Jersey made the headlines again. Taking your child to a tanning bed.
Oh, I read about this.
I got to ask Glenna about that. I do not think you're going to find that on the list. Now, I don't mean just taking it, but I mean taking a child and throwing him in there. I mean, how traumatizing is that for
it's
you to be stuck in that thing that's like a coffin anyway? But this is today's show. We are actually creating a series with Glenna, so it's kind of cool. Glenna Rice, MPT, and I'll explain what that is a single mom of three. She's also a physical therapist, certified access facilitator. That's why she is so good at what she does and much more. And an access body class facilitator. She earned her master's degree in physical therapy from the University of Southern California. Yay! But joining us here today, not just as someone that is, I could spend the entire show reading you what her credentials are, but, you know, she is someone that teaches what she calls it conscious parenting classes. Conscious parenting. Conscious. You get that? That's not going to the tanning bed. So I just want to be clear about, well, I don't know. Maybe she has a different perspective. But she conducts teleclasses, telecalls. She's known worldwide for what she does. And she's contributing author in the book Conscious Parenting, Conscious Kids. That's the key, Benny. Conscious Parenting, Conscious Kids. You know, it's not like conscious kids out of non-conscious parenting. Because that they would have had to learn from, I don't know, television? I don't think so. Glenna, thank you for joining me here today. I could go on and on and on and talk with you, but we're going to have an opportunity for you to tell our listeners, you know, how you've come to know what you know today. It's great to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. What a great introduction. I'm laughing about the tanning bed. I didn't hear that news, so.
Oh, you didn't hear about it. And of course, it's, you know, like, what's her name from Jersey? I'm not sure what her name is. I just know I was shocked. Shocked. You know, I don't know if they actually demonstrated or proved that she actually stuck her kid in there. But, you know, sometimes the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Oh, is that like a saying I grew up with
Patricia
there, Glenna?
Kretzel?
Yeah.
I believe that's her name. Yeah, she's the one that... supposedly
she looks
her.
Like she's in her 40s. She looks like she's in her 60s.
Well, she looks like she's in her 80s.
Yeah, but she's in her 40s.
Literally, she looks terrible.
So that's what did. I mean, she made the headlines, Glenna, because she took her child to tanning.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I don't know. How old is the child? Young?
No.
13.
13.
Five-year-old.
Five-year-old.
Okay. Yep. Yeah,
wow.
But this is
wow.
This is back in April, so the story is still going on, and she's... you know, obviously providing enough, I guess you'd say, proof to her side that it's okay.
She's still taking a kid to tanning.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I...
Right.
Right. Well, you know, the question is what works for you as a parent, and that I'm, you know, that's for today's call. So if, you know, if she checked in and her kid loved it, and it felt light for him and it was fun for him, I suppose that could be conscious parenting.
Okay, there. I like your approach to that. You know? Thank you. That's the first time anyone's ever offered that. Approach. If her children went and liked it, then, you know, wait till you look this up later. You'll get an experience. But, you know, that's right. Because, you know, let's talk about this for a minute and about who you are and what you do. You know, conscious parenting. Some people wonder if you have to be conscious yourself as an individual to even entertain conscious parenting. Or can that be something that you learn? And Glenna, I want to start off in that arena because I've seen some parents make some significant changes in their lives. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. It's something you learn. Yeah. It's something. It's like a muscle you build. I mean, I speak about consciousness as the awareness of everything without judgment. So if you can be aware of everything that's going on in your family, what your children's realities are, what you would like to create, what they would like to create, without judging any of it as right or wrong. Then you're doing conscious parenting. And if you're choosing from those places, like choosing from actually, in Access, we talk about things that are light are true for you. Things that make you, you know, feel lighter as a being, expand your universe are true. And things that are heavy, which everyone's really familiar with heavy, those are things that make your, you know, stomach feel bad.
Right.
That's not true for you. So if you're able to be aware of everything without judgment, you can start to feel what's light and heavy for you and your family and your kids and start asking questions from that place and choosing what works for you. That's why possibly tanning with a child could actually work if it was light for the family.
I knew you were going to say something like that. I just knew that I would have the right conversation with you about that. Here's the question that I want to ask you because I love this. You know, there's a point in time, I think, that, you know, each of us gets in terms of where we are in our lives. You know, from a... I wanted to ask you a question about complaining.
Okay.
And I want to ask you that from a parent-child and a child-parent point of view. Now, why am I asking you that question? Well, I happened to be away for the weekend, one of the very few times that I get away. I went to a place called Westport, Washington. Shout out to Westport and the surfing contest out there. Yay. But I got to be out in public, just not as a not radio person, but like somebody going out to dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting at the table, and I couldn't help hearing, and both of us, we couldn't help hearing, like a couple tables over, the entire table complaining, and then the children started complaining. So by the time the hour was done, there was this energy of complaining. Now, it wasn't just about the food. It was about the weather. It was about a whole bunch of things. And I really saved this for you because what I discovered was I watched the children then start to do this amongst themselves, and then the parents stopped to try to correct them. So what started to happen is you had this table full of parents that were really focusing on everything that wasn't working for the weekend. The two kids then started to complain about something else, something in their iPhones or some ridiculous thing, and the mother got completely freaked out and yelled at them. So I want to ask you when we come back from break, this idea of if it feels light, where does complaining in the vibration of things fit in? And how is it that we can tap into that parts of who we are to figure out what is working? Because if it's not working, is complaining the answer? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Glenna Rice, the Dr. Pat Show. And we got a lot of really cool things to chat with you about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people.
You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation Talk Radio.
So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, any of you out there, if you've got a question for my very special guest, Glenna Rice, joining me here today, you can always send us an instant feedback question by going to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. On the right-hand side, what you can do is just type your old question in there, and we will get it up. For those of you that want to actually call in and have a little chit-chat with us, I don't know, maybe you want to call in about the tanning thing, but we've got lots more like that to chat about, so you might want to hold on a minute. You could call our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. For more about my special guest, because we've got teleseminars going on, we've got a whole lot of things going on, go to the website, glennarice.com, G-L-E-N-N-A, rice.com. Glenna, I so love having you here. It's cool.
Yeah, this is a great show.
Complaining.
Yes, complaining.
Complaining.
You know, complaining is where you're making everything wrong and thinking if you could just find out what's wrong with it, you could change it. Or else it's a manipulation to try to get someone to know how wrong they are. So if they would really know how wrong they are, they would change what was wrong about them so you would be happy with what was going on. But
it doesn't ever work. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just creating judgments, decisions, conclusions about what's wrong about the person. And if your point of view creates your reality, which is what we also talk about in Access, your point of view creates your reality, not just your thought. Your point of view, which includes everything, your whole life and everything you think, feel, see, and have decided is right or wrong, creates your reality. If your point of view is that making things wrong and complaining about things is going to change them, what are you going to be creating? You're going to be always looking for everything that's wrong about everything. And your life's going to be pretty much a lot of things that are turning out wrong for you because that's what you're actually looking for and creating.
Well, so, I mean, what you're saying is that it doesn't matter what degree of complaining we're talking about here.
Yeah.
It's still a judgment about something that's wrong.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's a judgment. And and a judgment always stops the energy. It's like if, you know, everything is energy, and a judgment, what it does, is, or a decision or a conclusion about anything, stops it in its place. It doesn't allow the energy to move or flow, and you can't ever see anything that doesn't match your judgment about something.
Right.
So if you have a judgment that, you know, everything's wrong, going on around you is wrong, you can't see anything else but that. And it totally limits what your choices are, because you can only choose from that place.
Mm. Do you think that... You know, in our society, I mean, how prevalent do you think complaining is?
It's pretty much how this reality functions, what it functions from most of the time. I mean, constructive criticism. You know, if anyone's played sports and you were criticized for what you did to try to make it better instead of looking at what was actually working and how you could change it. That's where if you start asking questions like, what is this? How could I change it? What would it take to change it? With things that are going on, you start opening little cracks of possibility to start seeing something different and start opening up your point of view to new possibilities. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I'm, you know, talking about with parenting is the things that aren't working for you, which you know what those are. They're the things that frustrate you every day, every morning when the kids get up to school and then everyone's late, those kind of things that don't work. You know what they are, but to start asking questions, what would it take to change this? And then allowing the possibilities of what that would be to start showing up. Mm. And those kind of come in as awarenesses, like kind of those aha moments often. So you have to be open to be able to see that. And if you have judgments in place, you cannot see the things that would actually work to change what's not working for you. That makes sense?
It does make sense. I mean, you know, it's a very interesting approach and very effective, by the way, because if we are caught in the complaining, it's almost impossible to be in the solution. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see how they're almost like polar opposites?
Yeah. And we think, and a lot of people think, that if we can just find out what's wrong and complain about it, that that's going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work that way. That just makes it more prevalent. You're either aligning and agreeing that you're wrong, you're trying to resist and react to the fact that you're wrong, so you're defending yourself, which is the same energy, and it's not changing anything.
Right. So there's a quote that I've been saying a lot on the air because I love it, and it's a Vernon Howard quote, which is, resistance to the disturbance is the disturbance. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting thought, isn't it?
Right. I like it.
You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about how parenting may or may not have changed in your perspective. You know, you teach conscious parenting. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have you talk about that in the context of how things have changed, you know, in the past 10, 15 years. During the break, you and I were talking about one of my favorite all-time magazine covers was Demi Moore, pregnant with one of her children, naked and pregnant. And I don't know how far back that goes, that particular photo, but it caused disturbances on one end of the spectrum and hoorays, hurrahs, yippies on the other. And a lot of people called it one of the most beautiful photos ever taken. But, you know, we are fast forwarding into where we are today. And there are still magazine covers that are coming up that are still quite controversial, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about one of those covers and why it is controversial or not.
The Demi Moore one must have been almost 20 years ago now.
I think it was.
My son's turning 18, and it was out around that time.
Right.
When he was born. I loved that picture.
I did, too.
And it definitely gave a new possibility of being a sexy woman and being pregnant, which wasn't something that you were seeing before that very often.
No, not at all. No.
Yeah.
No.
So, you know, it's funny because so many things, I mean, if you go back 100 years, it's even different. There was spoiled, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child was going mm-hmm. on back then. So that's why looking at what works for you really needs to be what works for you, not what the culture and the society is saying works for you, because it's always changing so rapidly about what's right or wrong or what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. I mean, I don't know how many people saw the Time magazine cover last week, I believe, with the nursing mother.
Right.
Which was also very sexualized, which I thought was great myself, but there's a lot of controversy out there in the parenting world and the feminist world both about that cover right now.
So let's talk about what the controversy is and, you know, how people can figure out, you know, using some of the access consciousness tools, you know, what is making sense for them. I mean, we referred to here a couple of times of how does it feel? Does it feel light? Does it feel heavy? And I think this is brilliant to talk about. When I saw that cover the first time, I wasn't quite sure what the message was. And I knew I had a reaction to it that felt heavy for me. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I want to talk about that because we go to a place where we know when things feel heavy and we know when things don't. Like sitting in that restaurant with the family, right? That was heavy.
Yeah.
That was very heavy for me.
Yeah. Still feel it.
Yeah. Well, I brought it up. I mean, right, like 2 days. You'd think I'd be able to clear that out of me. But yet at the same time, what is it about that cover that you believe is causing such a stir?
I think the way it's people have been talking about it being sexualized and the fact that the child is so old, because I think he's 3 or 4 years old, which I nursed my children, all three of them, up until their fourth year. So for me, that age wasn't shocking. And I did that because that worked for me. It was before I was doing access tools with the first two. But it was my point of view has always been what's easy as a parent works for me. That's one of the things I did different as a parent. I've been looking for what was easy. And I created a lot of hard work, but I liked what was easier better. And nursing for me was just so much easier than when they were little than doing formula and all the other things. But that's part of the controversy. There's also the controversy that, you know, working mothers can't nurse. it's all based on attachment parenting, which is a way of parenting with, where you wear the baby all the time, you co-sleep, and you nurse on demand up into the first year or longer, as long as the child likes. And so there's proponents of that way of parenting, like that's the right way to parent, and that's how you raise, you know, children that are happy and easygoing and feel safe and comfortable in their lives. And then there's the other side, is that working mothers can't do this. That it's too hard, that a working mother can't do all these things, and it's too hard on them. And none of those points of views really are asking, allowing the mothers to ask a question, what works for them. So that's a lot of what I'm talking about. Would parenting in any of those ways actually work for you, yes or no? If it feels light, the yes feels light, that is something you can do. And if you choose to parent whatever way you're choosing, you can also change it. There's no fixed way you have to parent. You can parent attachment parenting in the morning, and in the afternoon you can put the kid in front of the TV set because you have work to do. And it'll all work as a parent. But it's to get out of judgment of what you think is right, what other people have told you right, everyone else's fantasies about how you should parent, and start to look at what you would actually choose to have a life and a family that would work for you.
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, what we're talking about here, and we're going to talk more about Access Tools, what we're talking about really is this idea of going within.
Yeah.
And, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but we do spend a lot of time looking in the outside world and looking for judgment or asking other people or, you know, I mean, I'm not just saying asking other people for advice or to collect data on something, right? But
yeah.
We ask other people to tell us what would be right for us and, you know, or how parenting should be. And so, you know, you watch a television show, and this is why I love having you on here. You watch a television show, and growing up in my generation, we had, of course, some very strange parenting things that were published and thought to be the best. But people knew in their hearts, mothers knew, Glenna, that, oh, I know that doctor said to do that, but that does not feel right. When we come back, we're going to talk about what an access tool, what light and heavy is about, how to then implement this in your life. Glenna Rice joining me here today. Our website is glennarice.com. When we come back, we'll tell you about some of our upcoming classes and give you lots more information about how you can find out more about conscious parenting. We'll be right back.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Transform your life.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Yes, Westport, Washington is the ocean. So, everybody, it's great. Great to have you back. A lot of good contemplation time there, and seafood chowder at the One-Eyed Crab. Just a little shout out for them, because that's where we had this controversy that I'm talking to Glenna about today. Welcome back. Glenna Rice joining me here today. Glenna, I know this is it's kind of interesting. I know you do this all the time, but, you know, there are so many things that we kind of take for granted in the world of parenting. And this is a fabulous show. I know we're going to do some clearing here in the next segment. Before we do, though, can you please give people an update on how they can find out more about you, your six-week teleseminar, and some of the other things you're doing?
The easiest way to find information is to go to glennarice.com, my website. It's up there, and I should have a new website up at the end of the week, too.
Quite
fancy. I just got a web designer. And you can also go to accessconsciousness.com. That's accessconsciousness. I think I spelled that right. Consciousness, accessconsciousness.com. And look up my name in the facilitator search, Glenna Rice, and find the listing of all my classes that are coming up. And right now I'm in the middle of a six-week tele-series that you can still join. You get MP3s of all the previous calls. You can write me any emails, questions, and you'll get emails with clearings. And I'm doing that with Brendan Watt, a totally different dad who's also an access facilitator. So there's a father on the phone, too, to ask questions of. So it's been a really fabulous, fun call, and we're just in the middle. There's 3 weeks left, and then we'll be starting another one after that.
Yeah. I love that you're doing that, because Benny is a dad, and, you know, he goes after the show. He goes home, and he takes care of the two boys. I think last week he said I forgot how he described himself, maybe as Mr. Mom. I think that's what he said. But we are having more men do that, and hooray for them, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hooray.
Yeah, if it's something that works for them, if they choose that and the kids enjoy it, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and dads are conscious parents in a million different ways also. You know, they have so much awareness and so many gifts to give to their kids. And it never really looks like we think it's supposed to look.
Yeah. Wow. We're going to do some clearing here. We're also going to talk about, you know, the kind of advice, you know, how to figure out what's working for you and what's not as parents. But before we do, Glenna has generously offered for the first caller that calls in, a 30-minute phone session. From Glenna. You'll be able to have this session with her. You will get some clearing done, get some help for you and your children. It's amazing, and you're going to hear some of it in a moment. First caller will take and receive a 30-minute phone session from Glenna. for those of you out there. I am told that I should also mention, for those of you out there that are grandmas and want to pay this forward, please, please, please feel free, because you guys said that I need to include you more. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. First person calling in, we would love to give you a session with Glenna. Glenna, let's talk a little bit about some of this clearing. You know, I was talking about the complaining, right?
Mm-hmm.
I actually woke up with it today, and I have to tell you that, you know, whenever I come back with sort of an energy around something that I have found in my life doesn't work for me, I end up sharing it with everybody that on my team that kind of talks to me in the moment. But I was really clear about the fact that, you know, there are energies that form, and some of them feel light and some of them feel heavy. But when it right. comes to parenting, how do we tap into that? I mean, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
It's kind of like if you're a parent and you saw the cover of what, Time Magazine, whatever that was, you had a reaction to it. You may have had a statement about it. It may have caused you to change some of the things you're doing as a parent, but not because of it feeling light or heavy, but because you think that there are things you should do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Can you help us with this?
Oh, yeah. That's actually a perfect segue into the clearing I had here. And, you know, a big shout out for grandmas, because my mother helped with my kids all the time. So absolutely involve all the parents at all the ages. And we were also talking a little bit, like, I think you said the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I did. I grew up yeah. with that. I grew yeah. up with that little saying right there.
And, you know, a lot of the stuff we're doing as a parent is what our parents did. And because we just got the energy of it, we either made it wrong or right, but we got the whole thing. Like, I'll never be like that. I never am going to parent the way my mom did. And then you hear yourself saying things that sound exactly like her. And most parents have situations like that where they went, oh, my God, I just did what my mom did. And I said I'd never do that. Because we duplicate this energy. Like, we just get an energetic download of exactly who they are. And we make that right or we make it wrong, but we still buy it as ours. And we start working from that point of view. So this is a clearing. So it's an access clearing. I'm going to say the question, and then we're going to do the clearing statement afterwards, and
okay.
I can explain that.
Okay.
So it's how many of other people's fantasies and insanities about what should work for you as a parent have you made so real that even with total awareness of what does work for you, you cannot change, choose, or alter it?
Yeah.
So everything that is, would you be willing to uncreate and destroy it? And you can just think yes or say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So when I say the question, it brings up the energy and some of the densities of what other people's fantasies and insanities about parenting, including your parents,
yes.
stuff you duplicated before you were even born, that
yes.
you got from your parents.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah.
Ah.
Yes, exactly.
I think we have to do that again.
Yes.
For me.
We will. Yeah. And so that.
So can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So
please.
The 30-minute session doesn't have to necessarily be for people that have children. It
oh,
could
no,
be
not at all.
For people that are having the effects of being a child.
Right.
Yeah. Let me tell you what came up for me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm so shocked about this. I cannot believe this. So as children, we were told children should be seen and not heard.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Oh, I've never thought about that. I haven't thought about that in 40 years.
Yeah. And you're on the radio all the time, so you need to be heard.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's one
okay.
of them.
Okay, yeah, that's a tough one. So what I want to say for those of you out there that want to get some help, like I think I'm getting right now, I want to change the first caller gift for those of you out there. This doesn't have to be for your child. It could be for you. Mm-hmm. And what we mean by that is, just like what happened to me in listening to this, I don't even know where that came from. You know, there are things that we've learned now as adults that we probably could use some help clearing. And so I want to offer that to all of you out there. The first caller will receive a 30-minute phone. I mean, you just heard what Glenna did here in, like, what, 30 seconds? So you will receive a 30-minute session with Glenna if you have anything that you need to clear about yourself, about, you know, your family influence. This is juicy, everybody. This is a good one.
Yeah, this
is a good one. 1-800, Linda. 1-800-930-2819. Toll free, we're giving this away right now. 1-800-930-2819. This is really kind of a little crazy. I want to ask you about this. So can you tell us how this works? Okay, so for example, I had the thing come up with me about children should be seen and not heard, and I don't know where that came from. Where did that come from?
Well, it's probably something you heard. So, like, people's points of views can kind of implant you. So someone says you should be seen and not heard, and then you listen to that, and you go, what does that mean? How do I make that work? Okay, so I'll be quiet now at dinner. How do I get not seen? You start to create your point of view and your reality from that statement, which is one of the insanities of this reality. I mean, it's not really even a possibility, but the parents are really asking something simply like, could you be quiet at dinner? We're having a conversation, and could you go along with that? That's really what they were saying, but this other thing shows up that implants you, and then it never makes any sense, and you try to make it real. So it's something that's kind of stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
That you're creating your life from.
Yeah. I was talking, I have a friend, and, you know, this is so interesting because I want to ask you if this is even possible in the work that you do. Glenna Rice joining me here today, Conscious Parenting. I'm going to say something to you, Glenna, and I'm not going to mention any names, but it's a real situation. You know, how can you help a child who's not a child anymore, like she's 22, 21, 22, I don't know. How do you help a child that for most of his or her life, for whatever reason, wasn't the fair-haired, bright child, but was, quote, the stupid one? Now, there are influences in a childhood, whether they come from the parents or come from siblings, where you're given labels, right?
Right.
And those labels stay with you. Can these tools help a person like that?
Oh, absolutely, because all those labels are just judgments, conclusions, and decisions that you thought is real that someone else put out there. It's like buying someone else's reality is real for you.
Okay. Wow. This is like, I need to have a session with you. I know we got people calling in. They're going to win the session, but I don't have enough time in the show to, like, shake off some of the stuff coming up for me right now. But can you really help somebody like that?
Those are actually some of the easiest things to change.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things about having families that judge you constantly, which is pretty much most of the families out there, is that, you know, if you start looking at it, I talk to people that you chose your parents. You chose them. Energetically, you were out there floating around. You got them together to make a baby. And if I ask a child under the age of 10 or 11 in one of my classes, did you choose your parents? They all just emphatically, it's like, yes, they get it. They get it with such ease. After that age, something else starts changing and people think it just happens. But if most of the parents out there, especially ones that had a surprise pregnancy, if they start looking at, you know, what was going on, it was like it really, you can kind of feel and see in the lightness of how your children chose you. Mm. So if you chose your parents and you chose your family, is, you know, if you're the creator of your reality and your family's nuts, what was so right about that family you're not getting? You chose them. There's something about that family that you chose. What it was, you may not be totally aware of cognitively, but there's usually somewhere you can find what's so right about it. Sometimes families that are crazy and nuts, it's easier to, at 18, to leave.
Thank you for saying that. Well, you know what? The age difference between myself and my my sister is 12 years. I'm 12 years younger than she is. So I must have had to push my way through there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I had to be like, there she is, right?
Right.
This is a really interesting idea. But what I love about this show today, and what I think the light that you're shining on for all of us is, you know, not only is the work that you do through Access Consciousness and Conscious Parenting absolutely brilliant for children, but as parents and as people, we get to shed the burden of years and years of sludge that we've been carrying. Glenna Rice joining us here today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, you know, what is it about our point of view that we need to clear? How do we do that? How can we live free of the shackles of whatever it was in our childhood that is weighing us down? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX 9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, please, please, please feel free to go to drpatlive.com and transformationtalkradio.com. For more information about Glenna Rice, go to glennarice.com. This is absolutely, this is insane. This is really quite interesting. And for those of you out there, yes, the 30-minute session was just given away. Thank you so much, Glenna, for doing that. So, Glenna, I think what's important is, you know, the tools that you have are very powerful. And I wanted to talk with you here in this last segment about what just happened on air and what some other people that have heard what you've just done, how they may be reacting. Because I am sitting here, and I am thinking of things that I have to tell you I haven't thought about since I was in therapy in my 20s. I'm going to give you an example. I was talking to you during the break, and I was saying, you know, can you actually help children like the one I described, you know, who was told most of the time, you know, that they're not that they're stupid or whatever, and you said absolutely. We have an entire generation now, a multi-generation ADD, ADHD kids. And actually, you know, I've been told that growing up, I would have been in some box like that. But I was talking with you, and you said to me, there's something about that way that benefits you. And I said, you know what? I stuttered as a kid. And you know what? You're right. I played the stuttering card for years. And I said to you, I don't remember what happened, but all of a sudden I stopped stuttering. But then I did remember. So how did what you did on air, can you please tell our listeners what they might expect? Because
right.
all of a sudden now, and I've never remembered this, now I remember what happened.
Right. So what the clearing statement, the good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond, the statement, what that's doing, it's pulling up, and you've asked to uncreate and destroy things that are in the way of seeing what I said was other people's fantasies and insanities about parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these locked up limitations and points of views, everything you've made wrong or right about that, everywhere you've made it good or bad for you, and all the ways you've given it meaning and significance and a whole bunch of other stuff. You can find more about the clearing statement. The easiest way is probably to go to danehere.com and look it up on his website for those of you who want to have more information about that. So you're lifting these locked up energetic, these locked up places. You're almost like taking a cosmic vacuum cleaner and sucking them out of the way. So you can actually start seeing more of what's going on. Or it's just not, it can be just gone, which can be really, really amazing. It's like something that's been there your whole life. Like I used to be afraid of spiders. It went away after my first access class.
Mm.
Like it was gone and I had a big phobia. So you just, these things are just not, the limitation around it is space now.
Mm.
So you can see, because like I said earlier, you can't, anything that doesn't match your point of view or your judgment about something, you can't see. So if you get rid of the judgment and the conclusions and the decisions that you've made about things, you can start seeing more possibilities and more what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I believe was showed up here with you, is that you, there was some stuff in the way that you couldn't see how you changed it.
Yeah.
And now you have an awareness.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what came up for me. I had a teacher in high school after I changed high schools in the middle of my high school venue. We moved from New York to New Jersey. I went to Plainfield High School in New Jersey. And I was lost as a kid there. I mean, you know, I was studying music. I didn't study music anymore. And so I remember exactly what happened. All of a sudden, I had a teacher. Her name was Amy Sarrow. And all of a sudden, I became her project. And what that meant to me as a kid was, here this woman that came out of nowhere and really saw something in me. And you know, I don't want to go into a lot of detail about
right.
it. But the point was that this was a person for the first time in my life, really in this way, that took me aside and spent time with me. And so in my communication with her, I stopped stuttering. Now, I don't know anything about stuttering. I don't know anything, you know, about the psychology of that.
Right.
But something about that changed. And I honestly, don't you think we all have things that change our life like this?
Right.
And so what was it about the Access tool and what you did here today that brought that up for me?
Well, you said
in a good way.
Hurt. Yeah. The closest thing is when you said you were seen to not be seen and heard.
Yeah.
That this was someone that actually was willing to see you and hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't, you changed your point of view about that earlier judgment or, you know, limitation that you'd had or that point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And then you chose something different. Like, we can choose all these things. We don't need to do an access clearing statement. Choice actually trumps everything.
Mm.
When we choose something, we change things. And that's really, it's like, choose the life that works for you. Choose parenting that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And choice is only for, you know, it's for 10 seconds and keep re-choosing. Nothing has to be fixed in what you choose. But once you choose, we have an amazing potency to change everything. And everybody's experienced that. Somewhere
yeah.
in their life, someplace in their life, you've chosen something to change, and it did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is something that I am going to be thinking about this for a while. This is, okay, so I can't wait till you come back, because we're going to do something really super when you come back. I cannot wait. What I love is, I love how this tool works. I don't really quite understand it, haven't taken any of the classes, but what you've just done, and I know listeners everywhere out there hearing, I want to just ask you, first of all, I want to thank you, Glenna. I want to just tell everybody out there that, you know, conscious parenting isn't just for children. If there are things that you would like to get cleared as an adult, as a parent, or if you have things about your childhood, Glenna Rice is the go-to person for this. She's known worldwide for it. I want to make sure you all know GlennaRice.com. Glenna, thank you so much for joining us here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
I can't wait till you come back. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask Linda to do a special show, and you and I can create it, because what we talked about here today is amazing. Glenna Rice, everybody, GlennaRice.com. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ugh! Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.